Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, Andrew Tate is always talking about the Matrix and about breaking free from it, but he looks like Cypher more than he does Morpheus. The claim is he'll betray you for a fake stake. Back when he had his webcam business, he would pretend to be a cam girl and promise to meet the simps that were talking to him. I mean her. Over the internet, so long as they kept sending tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars to her, or I mean him. I think in our reality, Top G asked Agent Smith for a nice Italian car instead of a steak. Moving on is Connie, a guy that found his partner cheating on him. So he impregnated her and gave her the good life for about a year, before finding someone better and leaving her as a poor single mother. Wah. It was all about reminding her that he can't marry a cheater. Some people say it's a boss move, but now he's out all the child support money that he has to pay. You know what also would have worked? Just leaving when he found out that she was cheating on him. Number three is a guy that got divorced by his wife after he got an ugly tattoo of her while he was sporting soy face. I don't know which one of them looks worse. That's almost as bad as Sylvester Stallone having his wife's face covered by the face of his dog Bupkis on his tattoo from Rocky. She left him too, but she was back because, in a sense, he passed the shit test. Up next is Magdalena, and she talks about all the things that have changed from 2017 to 2020 when she stopped being a feminist and no longer looks like a clown, or is angry, or is anxious, or is self-harming and hanging out with bad people. But I just see this as virtue signaling. It's probably too late to reform as her body count is probably well over 50, and now she's probably trying to portray herself as a born-again virgin. Number five, it looks like with interest rates rising as high as they have, J. Crew has decided to start putting the attractive white people back in their ads. I guess that with all diversity hires being let go, we finally hit peak woke, and companies are now trying to target the only customers they have with money. The pasty white is Wonderbed folks, the ones that businesses are increasingly trying to attract, because they're the majority with the money. Moving on, in case you've ever wondered what women really look like without their Instagram filters and makeup, then just look at this. The app that takes their makeup off should be called Catfish. Remember that you don't really know who she is until you take her for a date swimming. Even if she doesn't look like that now, if she keeps smoking, she'll look like that one on the right in another 5 to 10 years. Number seven is Snow White, except the apple is feminism. And the beautiful gullible girls take one bite and their hair turns purple. And they gain 100 pounds like a hippo. And add 100 men to their body counts. The first time they were offered the apple in the garden, they fell for it. And now they're falling for it again. In this case, instead of falling asleep, they end up turning into an ugly feminist themselves. And then they go out thanks to the woke mind virus and pass out even more apples. Up next is Britain's biggest fatfluencer, saying the trolls are calling her a whale, but she knows that she's healthy. She won't be saying that when they saw off her diabetes feet. I also see a Walmart scooter in her future. Let's see if she makes it past 50 before heart disease or cancer claim another victim. She's lucky the National Health Service in England is government-funded. The people she calls trolls are just being honest. Number 9, we have a carousel rider telling us that one time she rode a dude. And he pressed her bladder and she peed on him for over a minute. And then later told him that she was just claiming her territory. Her dad must be so proud of her sharing such a brave story. She couldn't even take credit for wetting herself, so instead of blaming herself for the accident, she just claimed that it was all intentional. Number 10, we have a 37-year-old man with no idea what to do with his life. Only 15K in the bank. No friends and no girlfriend for over 10 years. All he does is go to work and hit the gym. And he doesn't know what to do with the money. Maybe take a trip. He lives in Massachusetts, so he better save that money for when he gets sick in America and needs his meds. If he has to spend it, then he should get in his van and drive across the whole country. Moving on is lard-ass Lizzo, having a lawsuit thrown at her because she's a lesbo. They forced her backing dancers to eat bananas out of the sex workers' vaginas in order to keep their jobs. I remember playing video games in the 1980s, and Lizzo reminds me of the boss that you would face after a major level. She's facing just a lawsuit. Imagine if a man had forced women to do that. He would have gone Me Too'd and ended up becoming a bunkmate of Harvey Weinstein. Number 12 is Moana telling who I believe to be her father that he hasn't done anything for her lately, even though he's made her whole lifestyle possible. Funny enough, this looks like an interaction between Lizzo and one of her banana girls. You know, this Disney banana girl will be climbing a tree to get a ripe one to shove up her cooch in a moment. Up next is Milton Friedman, saying that a society that puts equality ahead of freedom will get neither, but one that puts freedom ahead of equality will get both. Of course, when you put women in charge, female-owned group preference, which is communism and panties, demands that everyone is made equal, and women don't care about freedom as much as men do. Ironically, female freedom is also what led us into this mess. Number 14 is Justin Skippy Trudeau smiling because his wife Sophie has decided to end their marriage. Look at how happy it's making Justin. He can't contain his excitement for his love of Canada. His wife probably found someone else and has put the Fidel in infidelity. Too many late nights at the bathhouse probably pissed her off enough, and she decided not to be his beard anymore. Moving on, we have another announcement that it looks as though Trudeau's wife Sophie is getting half the country in a divorce. I hope she divorced Grayson, but unfortunately you'll probably enjoy that. Taking half the country also means that half the Canadian men out there will pay her alimony for the rest of their lives. But jokes aside, how much does everyone actually want to bet that he's going to come out of the closet and introduce his new boyfriend before he leaves office? Number 16 is Kat moving to Serbia and living there for 8 months, and yet not a single guy would ask her out on a date. She says she makes more money than the guy, speaks 6 languages, and has 2 master's degrees. But guys don't want to have sex with her degree in her apartment. They want to do with her, or in this case, they don't want to deal with her. She's in the land where the average man is 5'11" in height. So it should in theory be easy to get a man that's 6 feet tall. Unfortunately, Western women are ugly compared to the local ladies. She tries shaming men into dating her, and it simply won't work. Up next is what happens when you have a relationship and you don't maintain frame. Your girlfriend forces you to wear a shirt with her psycho face on it that says, "If you're reading this, you're too close. I have a girlfriend." She probably makes him wear that when she's blowing Chad or the Tyrannosaurus on the side. This guy needs to ask the question, was he born to be a man or born to be a bitch? Number 18, speaking of Western women having issues with Serbian men, these 2 Israeli women have had a bad experience in Belgrade. They said that the Serbs stared at us and they have no awareness of fat people. The same sorts of things that happen in Korea as well, not to mention Japan. And women wonder why there are so many Western passport bros. Meanwhile, geomaxing doesn't work the other way around for women and the passport hoes. Moving on, we have a woman that cried happy tears after the doctor removed her eye, after years of pain. But bad Billy Brad Pratt asked fellows would they smash. One guy says if she wears an eye patch, it's okay. Another guy asks, bonus hole. Is he saying that her 4 holes are better than 3? I'm confused. If that's actually the case, then she would satisfy a 4-man bobsled team. Number 20 is Number 20 is what it's like when you hear a girl tell you that she's not like all the other girls out there. They tend to be as close as possible in appearance and behavior to each other, trying to mimic the thin, attractive runway models that gay men dress up. The way women appear in this world is the fantasy of gay men imagining how they would actually want to dress up other gay men. Let that sink in. Number 21 is the way women see men's height. It's exponential the taller he gets. What does a woman call a man that's 5'11"? A friend. Also, if a guy's 5'11", it's easy for him to always tell women that he's 6 feet tall. Usually women don't really care much about the extra inch unless it's in the bedroom. Remember, perception is everything. Up next is Mickey Mouse looking all creepy like a Chuck E. Cheese animatronic doll, being questioned about leaving Minnie because she's crazy. He said she's not crazy, just fucking goofy. This has to be the cheesiest meme that I've ever heard. Get it? Cheesy. Because Mickey is a mouse. Now I'm fucking goofy. No, I'm not fucking goofy while he gives it to Minnie simultaneously. I'm just being a little cray-cray myself. Number 23 is a girl saying that the Uber driver just showed them a picture of her sister's butthole. Funny enough, this is actually an ad for a Lonely Fans page. For the girl in the picture, no less. They're literally turning the memes into marketing material. That's how desperate the thoughts are getting these days. Imagine how desperate they'll be when the AI girlfriends are everywhere and they take off their digital clothes for free. Moving on, when a woman doesn't want to raise her child, it's called an abortion or putting the kid up for adoption or abandonment. But when a man doesn't want to raise a child, he's a deadbeat dad. And he'll be put in jail if he doesn't pay child support. Women have the choice to support a child financially and men do not. 18 years support as a man or you're in the slammer. For women, it's always about the best interests of the mother, and for men, it's always about the best interests of the child. Number 25 is the scariest image from this collection of memes. The Marine Corps says that recruiting is up. Looks to me like they lowered standards way down. I'm all for this if their flesh and blood is put on the front lines. But you know, in 20 years, they'll be operating robots remotely, hunting men down in the streets for terrorism, simply because we choose to sleep with lumber bots instead of them. Remember, these are the people that are going to come and try and take your guns away. So get scared. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a push in the algorithm by giving it a like, so that many other viewers can find it. Also, remember, I make these videos for free, so if you can donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this, it would be appreciated. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.